What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
And underneath it all, we are all the same. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. I am your host, Mike Kyle, and today I am joined by Sabra. She is an OG. So much so, that song lyric, she tried to quiz me on what song it was from, and to be honest, I blanked on it. So, hand on me, it's from See My Tears, as she just jokingly explained to me. It's okay, we all have our moments. So, Sabra, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, if you want to be on the podcast like Sabra, just fill out the application down in the description down below, and we will hook you up for your own episode. But Sabra is an OG. Her application was pretty sweet, and she has a really cool story that I want to hopefully get into on this episode as well. But Sabra, the first question that I ask everybody is, how did you become an MGK fan?
Oh, okay. So it was back in 2011, and I heard, does it Save Me first? No. Mm-hmm. See My Tears, 100 Words and Running, like the old mixtapes, like some cook at Big Boy was like, hey, what kind of music do you listen to? And I was like, oh, rap, R&B, you know, a little bit of everything. It's like, well, check this dude out, you know? And at first I'm like, oh, all right, a little white boy rapper, whatever. And then I heard See My Tears and it just like, his lyrics just fit so well with that time in my life and the things I was going through that I was just like, all right, I dig them.
Yeah, and it's been kind of off to the races ever since. He's been your guy.
Yeah, then I saw him in concert, just a little, it was at the intersection in Grand Rapids, probably 400 people there tops, and that's when I was hooked, because he's just amazing live, and I've seen him over 30 times, and every time it's just
wow,
amazing, never disappointed.
Wow,
never,
okay, so
never ever.
Well, that alone gives me a lot to work with here, and I love having conversations with OGs on the podcast because it's very cool that we are in the moment that we're in right now when we've seen the come up all the way through.
Yes.
So off the bat, like, what has the past, call it 2 or 3 years, kind of meant for you as somebody that was there from the very beginning?
It's like watching someone that you grew up accomplish their dreams. Like, he made it. You know what I mean? I was at the show last August in Cleveland, and I bawled like a baby, man, because, like, just to see the look on his face, knowing that he went there as a teenager, you know, smoking weed up in the bleachers and shit, like talking about selling out that arena and then actually doing it. Like, man, it's a great feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. Like, I'm so proud. I am so proud of that man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like that level, right, of pride that we have because we were the ones that really like stuck it out and went to like this ride or die place with them. I kind of share this story from time to time. My brother, kind of like growing up with me, was an MGK fan and he fell off of it pretty hard. And so it's cool for me to just kind of like have that moment where it's like, I saw this thing all the way through, look at where we're at now. And just kind of like having that overwhelming sense of pride because you're kind of right, you're right. It's almost like this, it's like we've been watching this TV show and this show started all the way at season one and here we are, you know, 10 seasons later, 11 seasons later.
Yep.
And we finally got to the tip, right? Got still going strong and we got to the mountaintop of it all.
Yeah.
You've seen him 30 times. So that is a crazy number.
Mm-hmm.
When, I don't even want to like go into like telling like different stories about each show, because I'm sure every single we could be here for an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
Talking about it. Unfortunately, we only have like 25 or so minutes for this. But what are just some concerts of those 30 that really, really stick out to you?
Okay, so the very first time that I saw him was when his leg was broken. And that was awful.
Okay.
Because he still went so fucking hard. Like, that was a really good, like I said, that's what put me on for real. Like, his music, I was like, all right, cool. And then I seen he was coming to concert. I'm like, hell yeah. And then I seen him, and I'm like, oh, he's got a broken leg. Like, what's he? And he's still, like, he was up hanging from the rafters, like, with a broken leg, like, Wild Boy era, you know? It was, oh, man. That was a good one. All the fests. I've been to 14, 16,
17, 18, 19.
So fests.
Jealous. So jealous.
Actually, Nelson Ledges, hands down. That was the spot. That was the spot, man. McCory, that was the spot. And that was back when you could just walk around and smoke a joint with them. You know what I mean? Like, my interview question is from Fest of 2014. So, you know what? He was just out there. Like, man, it was just, oh, what a time. What a time to be an MGK fan.
So growing up, so I was, when Fest was happening, I was in high school and early college. It was kind of like that junior and senior year of high school into like freshman and sophomore year of college for me.
Okay.
And I really was like the only one of my friends that loved MGK. And so Fest almost like wasn't even like an option for me because I would have been going by myself.
Listen.
Now, obviously, had I known what I know what I know now.
I went by myself. None of my friends liked me. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I can't. I gotta see this.
Yeah.
I gotta know what the hype's about.
Yeah, and I think it's probably without a doubt my biggest regret. The first show of his that I went to by myself was the Jacksonville show after COVID.
Okay.
And after that, that was really like. That was my plunge where I'm willing to go to concerts for him by myself because especially like
it's worth it.
Coming off of COVID and tickets happening at the exact same time, it was, I don't care, you know, where he's performing, who I'm going with, or what the circumstances are, I'm going to be at that first show back.
Yep, absolutely.
And so ever since we've kind of snowballed it, but you do have a really cool fest story. You know, you're saying like, hey, yeah, you were able to just like walk up to him and like smoke with him or do whatever. But you have a very, very cool one and it involves a black cape. So go ahead and share that story with us.
All right. So I'm an early bird, you know, everybody was probably up all night partying, I'm sure. And I was up getting coffee and OJ and whatever in line. And I like looked at my peripherals and I happened to notice somebody standing there in a black cape. With like body paint, like glow in the dark body paint all over them. I can't remember if I answered that in the interview question or not, but yeah, that's important. He had glow in the dark body paint all over him. Like, and I look and I'm like, oh my God, like that's him. So I'm like, hey, and he's, hey. And I'm like, can I hug you? He's like, yeah. And I got to hug him and everything. And I tried to pay for his stuff and he wouldn't let me. But yeah, it was so cool. So cool. And he was just out there by himself. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. He can't do that now.
Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of like the whole conversation that I've seen online regarding if we get another EST Fest.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I also don't think it's going to happen because it is a totally, it's totally different now.
His fan base is totally different. I can tell you from the first fest that I went to the last one right before COVID, like the last one that I went to was a totally different vibe, man. Like people, there were stories, you know, on Facebook in the groups and the little group chats we have and whatever about how girls were like getting raped. People were getting robbed. People were like setting shit on fire. Like, what the fuck, man? That's not what EST is about. Like, right. It's just a totally different. And I mean, I'm sure that happened a little bit at the other one. You know, there's bad shit everywhere and mm-hmm. everything. We know this, but it seems to be a lot more prominent now than it used to be. So
I think going along the lines of like, it's just a totally, like the fan base has changed, which candidly I don't think inherently it's a bad thing, because that changes. It's the thing, right, that's made him where he's at now.
I agree.
I think that's something we can all kind of acknowledge.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you lose, right, when you are super small. For example, right, Pink Fox, my company, you know, we're able to have like little mini parties or things that we can do because our base is super small. But if it gets to a point where, you know, everybody, you know, likes us, they like the stuff that we're doing, and it's, we do, you know, bigger events, well, then it has to change because the size and the scale, you know, forces us almost to change.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about you and going to that first fest, it's totally different than the last one, which honestly was only a span. It was a 5-year difference.
Yes.
Which really doesn't even feel like a whole lot. That's 2 or 3 albums maybe. And to have that change all the way through, like, and now bringing in this, just forget Bloom, this eruption of stardom and explosion, it's not going to be that intimate feeling anymore.
No.
It may be kind of like a Dreamville vest that J. Cole puts on, where it's, you know, right, everything is upscaled.
Right.
Security, actual performances, who's there, and it's like, I don't want to say more, it's more organized in a professional manner than maybe like the family barbecue style that it was early on in the original fest days.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. 100%.
Yeah. So that's an awesome story. You were able to meet him, kind of talk with him a little bit, and have this really cool, like, I don't know, seeing him in glow-in-the-dark body paint in a black cape. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
Being able to hop on.
Wouldn't have had that. Yeah. Wouldn't have that on my bingo card. So I'm really cool. I'm really glad that you got to have that experience.
Yeah.
So when we talk about favorite MGK albums in your application, you said that Lace Up to this date is still your favorite.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that was going to be kind of part of my question, which is it the nostalgia where you're just kind of going back to the roots? Is it the album that you just consistently find yourself going back to? What about the Lace Up album makes it your favorite?
It's the nostalgia, for sure. It's the first, yeah, you know, the first album that I really fell in love with. You know, I had heard earlier stuff mm-hmm. than that, but that was the one that got me. So
yeah. And what are some of your favorite songs off of the album? We talked about See My Tears earlier on in the episode, but what are some other ones that you find yourself going back to?
So I like See My Tears. I like Lace Up. I like Invincible. Oh, there's so many. Pretty much the whole album, I would say, you know.
Yeah.
You got a little DMX on there.
For sure, you got Demons. Demons, great song.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the whole album is just, it's a banger, man.
Yeah, I do.
Hotel Diablo, in my opinion, though. Front to back, banger.
Front to back, I think Hotel Diablo for me is like one skip. Other than that, it's 13 hard hitters.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. What's the one you skip?
I think 536-66.
Really?
It's fine.
I don't like that song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that I don't like it. It's just one that I'm like, it's fine. You know, if I'm in the mood and I want to be like super low key with it, I'll put it on. But more often than not, it's one that I kind of pass over.
Gotcha. Yeah, we all have those. Like,
what up?
I'm not a huge fan of Bloom, to be real.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know. It just wasn't. I just wasn't a big fan. Like, it was just.
Okay.
I just didn't vibe with it as much as I did everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So. Just kind of looking at, like, the two albums that you just mentioned, right? Lace Up and Hotel Diablo. Are you definitely, you're like, I love the rap side of MGK?
Oh, yeah.
More
100%.
Than the pop punk? Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I'm ready for a rap album, okay, man.
Okay. So that was going to be the question, is on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at on this excitement for the next album?
If it's rap, mm-hmm. 1,000% excited. But if you know what? If it's Rock, 1,000% excited too, because
there we go.
He's freaking, man, he's number one. Like, yeah, I mean, no matter what he does. And I like mainstream sellout. I like Tickets to My Downfall. I have no problem with any of it. Like, mm-hmm. I just personally like the rap.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What are, if we had to rank the top five, or your favorite top five MGK rap songs, which ones are you picking?
Oh my gosh, no, don't do that to me. I always get picked on. We're doing it. I always get picked on because a song, an MGK song, will come on and I'll be like, oh, it's in my top five, but I'll do it like 50 times. So, and they're like, oh yeah, yep, top five, sure. For the 150th time, it's in your top five.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, oh shit, man. That's a good question. Oh, that's hard. Okay, so I'm just, okay. I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do this fine.
Let's, okay.
I'm just going to start busting out with them.
See My Tears is one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Invincible.
If we had to choose, Invincible's two. If we had to choose between, like, Floor 13 or El Diablo, which one of those two are you putting in your top five?
Floor 13.
Okay, so we got three on there. If we had to go with another song off of either like Lace Up or General Admission, which one would we put on there?
Like, wait, that's an album, not a song.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to help you out. I'm giving your mind some direction to go to.
I was gonna say Blue Skies is up there for me.
Okay,
so that's four. On Everything off the Fuck It LP is up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, man.
That's five. We're at five. If you want to keep going, we can. We can really make that top 50 come
like
true.
Halo, man. Halo's like number two.
Halo.
He's up there at number two. I don't know.
We're going to keep going in like 5 minutes, five more minutes in this podcast. You'll be like, oh, wait a second. Letters to My Fans and ESD for Life. Like, that's got to be on there.
ESD for Life is up there, too. Yep, you're right. You're right.
And then Peso. Oh, wait, we need to have that. And Street Dreams and all of these other songs off mixtapes and things of that nature. That's going to be that's gonna be the rest of this podcast.
Oh, man. There's so many.
There are so many. It's crazy. And I actually, so I think the most nerdy, I don't know if that's the most, like, I don't classify it as nerdy. It's a mix between super fan and nerd into one. I have a spreadsheet. I haven't updated it in a while. I need to go back and do it. But I have a spreadsheet of, like, 130 MGK songs, and it's my ranking of each.
No kidding. I think it's a mega list.
It's a mega list. Yeah, I haven't updated it in a bit. But that is my, probably my most unique MGK fact that I have, is that I actually have that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So let's talk about, like, the movement kind of as a whole, because I think you're a really great person to talk to about this, talking about EST. Okay. What does EST mean to you?
Everyone stands together. No judgment zone, man. If you're part of EST, you know, we're all different. Yeah. We're all different, but underneath it all, we're just the same. You know?
Good callback.
Right. So, like, I don't know. That's what it means to me, is that we need to stop judging each other, you know? Okay. Sometimes new fans can be a little annoying. I agree. Because it's a lot of, like, teenage girls and shit, and it's weird. But who cares? Like, he's growing. He's evolved. We should just all accept each other, because we're all here for him at the end of the day, right? Like, we're all here for the same common factor. Who cares?
Absolutely.
You know? Which song we that's from, right. Era we're from. Like, we should all be getting along. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, and what at this point, kind of like being around and having him as like a constant in your life the past, you know, 10 plus years, what has that meant to you?
You know, I feel like it's kind of crazy how, okay, so when Lace Up came out, when I found Lace Up, I should say, I was going through a divorce. My best friend had committed suicide. Like, there was a lot of things going on, so I related to a lot of his music. And then when Hotel Diablo came out, I was dealing with a lot of depression, a lot of underlying issues from things that had happened earlier in my life. So I related to that as well. And then, and it goes on and on. So it's like, it's just so relatable. It's like he's in my head, you know? I don't know.
Absolutely. And I think that's the answer. And I love this, like doing this show, because I do get to connect with so many members of ESTs and hear their story, things like that. And I've realized like your connection to an artist, and I almost want to just venture it out to say like any artist in general, for any fan that loves an artist, it is because that artist was there for them during an important time of their life, good or bad.
Absolutely.
And maybe was that thing where they could just, you know, put the headphones on, put the AirPods in, and everything else just kind of like disappeared just for, you know, 3 minutes at a time.
Yep. For me, it was driving. I drove a lot. I used to have amp and speakers, so right back, you know, a decade ago, you know, driving down the road.
Yeah.
Just throwing off the couch, and man.
Smoking. Similarly, like that was always my escape. My escape was like, I wasn't like somebody where like, if I like got angry or whatever, like I'd go work out like a lot of other dudes. Mine was get in the car and drive for 45 minutes.
Yep.
And every drive I had a different Kells album on, different playlist, different songs going. Same. And like, that was it. I just do a few laps kind of around the neighborhood and come back and I'd be good.
Yep. Same.
Cool. Let's wrap it up with this. Okay. I always close the show out with the same segment. You're going to be a bit of an interesting case for this. It's 5 rapid fire MGK questions. It's not like trivia or anything like that. It's more still like a this or that game. Would you be interested in playing?
Absolutely.
Cool. Let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do an OG edition. Okay. We're OG edition of 5 rapid fire questions.
Okay.
The
whatever you want to do.
First question. First question, let's do some mixtape stuff, okay?
Okay.
If you could only play one mixtape between EST for Life and Black Flag, which mixtape are you picking?
Black Flag.
Okay, that was a quick answer. Why do you like Black Flag?
I like a lot of songs on Black Flag as well.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite feature off of Lace Up album?
Probably Lil Jon.
Lil Jon and see, that's so crazy. That's so crazy that you love that song.
Why is it blows crazy?
Blows my mind. That's another one for me. I'm like, it's fine. But I think for me, with Lace Up, and we're kind of going off segment, I'm cool with it. Lace Up was like it was the slogan for 5, 6, 7 years, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
And I felt like if that's gonna be your slogan, then Lace Up the song needs to be an anthem. And it just didn't do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that you love it.
I do.
Makes me so happy. Warms my heart. Warms my heart. That's not me poo-pooing you at all. That's not. I'm just giving my own opinion, right?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Cool. How fun would it be if we all thought the same? You know.
That's right. Let's go. Next question. Who would you want to see him collab with on this next rap album?
Okay, this is a good one. I would really. Rap. All right, hold on. If he was going rock, I was going to say I Prevail. I've always thought him and I Prevail would be really good together. Okay. But rap? Oh. Maybe Lil Baby?
Well, that's my answer. Yeah.
I'm in. Together. Yeah, him and Lil Baby would make it for you. I think they'd be fire.
I think they'd be really fun. They could make DJ a really Khaled fun
should throw him on a mix too with like Future, and because he always looked up to Future anyway. So like that would be another one that'd be cool.
Oh, Future. Oh. Me, that would be the thing that would get me and my brother on the same page when it came to Kells. If we got him and Future on the same song.
Oh, really?
I'm in for that. Yeah, my brother loves Future.
Oh, I do too. All right,
let's go. Next question. You've seen him in concert 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to see him perform at that you haven't seen him already?
The Red Rocks, man.
Same.
I tried and I could never get, I always got there like after the Sculpers and couldn't afford it or couldn't afford the time off. Cause that one's a little bit, you're going to take some time off for that one. I'm in Michigan, you know?
Right. Yep. For sure.
So Red Rocks, absolutely. Hands down. That's where I'd like to see him next.
Cool. Love that. Love that. And then let's go final question here. I think I know the answer, but if somebody has never listened to an MGK song before, where are you starting them off at?
So that's a loaded question because it depends on what type of music you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to answer it for me. You know, do you like rap? Do you listen to Little Dicky rap or do you listen to frickin' YG? Do you listen to... Sleeping with Sirens, or do you listen to Megadeth? You know, it just depends on what genre the person's listening to.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that the beauty of Kells's music, is that you have the ability to slide, like, different songs into different categories like that?
Yes. Yep, and I always say there, pick a genre, I'll show you a song.
That's right. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. And I think that's a great spot to wrap it up at. So, okay. Sabra, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, me too, Mike. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Absolutely. And if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, be sure to leave a like or subscribe down below so you never miss an episode. If you want to be on the podcast, fill out the application down below in the description, or you can use promo code sellouts at pinkfox.com to receive 10% off of your purchase. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.